Baz Hashem Zboruch begin Perek Shlish in the third chapter in the Dam's Hilchas Malachim, the Laws of Kings and Sefer Shlishim, Book of Judges, where we continue regarding the categorization of the king, and regarding specifically in this part regarding the commands of the king and regarding the reliance on the king. As Rami gets Allah off regarding his obligation to write for himself what's called the Mishnei Torah, which is actually another Sefer Torah. Be'esha Yeshav HaMelech Al Kisa Machuse, at the time when the king is dwelling on his royal throne, he writes a Torah scroll for himself, meaning more than the Torah scroll which was given over to him from his fathers. And he edits it from the scroll that was in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, which is based on the high court of 71 elders. Now, if his elders did not leave him over a Sefer Torah, or that got lost, then he has to write two Sefer Torah. In other words, he has to end up with two. One he leaves in his treasure house, in Shehu Mitzubabai Kokalechem Yisrael, which he's commanded in, like every single Jewish person is commanded to have a Sefer Torah. Now, Vahasheni, but the second one that he's supposed to write an extra one for himself, that should not leave from in front of him. The only exceptions are when he goes to the lavatory, when he goes to the bathroom, or to the bathhouse, or any place where it's not appropriate to read from the Sefer Torah. But Yisrael Muhammad goes out to war, it's with him. Nichnas, he comes in to his palace, Buhima, it's with him. Yeshua Bedini is sitting in judgment, Buhima, it's with him. Mesib is reclining, Bukonegd, it's right opposite him. Shalmak says, apostle from the bottom, Bahoisima, it's going to be with him, but Kodabai Koy Mechayvan is going to read from it all the days of his life. Now, Halacha Bey, there are certain things that he's not supposed to increase, certain commandments specific to the king. So, Lo Yarbalay Nashim, he's not supposed to increase wives, women, which Mepia Shmu Lamda from tradition, they learned Chulakech Achmoyne Esri Nashim, it could take up until 18 women. Now, that's Bein HaNoshim UPilakshim, whether women or women that are what's called Pilakshim, which are designated for him, but as we're going to see in the next parak, it's without a Ksuba and without a Kedushin. But HaKol Shemayin asked me, the sum total could be 18 wives. The Moisav Achas Bala, and if he takes one more than 18 and he cohabits with her, like he gets lashes for this negative prohibition. Now, but V'yeshloi, but he has the option, L'gadish, to divorce one of them, V'lisa Cheres Tachas U'Shekesh, and to marry a different one that he divorced, but again, the sum total cannot be more than 18. Halacha Gimel, but lo yabalei susim, he's not supposed to increase horses. Like they mark up to only the amount that he needs for his chariot. I feel a susachad pana, even to have one extra horse, li yisrotz lefanav, to run in front of him, kederach sho'is and sharam alochem, like the other kings do, also that's forbidden. The ma'isa, but he adds on, loike, he gets lashes. Halacha Dalet. Third category. V'lo yabalei kesev ezav, he's not supposed to increase gold and silver, l'anech b'gnozav, to leave in his treasury. Ulis goyiz boy, and to be arrogant with it, ulis noyiz boy, or to adorn himself with it. Ella only kedishayitin, only if he's gathering the money to give it lechelosav to his soldiers, v'lavodav to his servants, lashamoshav to his attendants. But v'chol kesev ezav, now all the gold and silver sheyarbe lo'itzeh beis Hashem, that is gathering for the storehouse of the house of Hashem, for the beis Hamikdash, v'liyasham muchel netzercha tzibul ulamelchamaisam, and they should be ready for the needs of the public and for their wars. Here's a mitzvah harbis. That's actually a mitzvah together. The prohibition only to gather for himself, for his treasury, Shnam, like it says in the pasuk, but the loyar beloy shouldn't increase for himself. Then here, but if he does increase, loika, he gets lashes. Halacha continues regarding the path that the conduct that the king should take. So Hamelach asa lishtos derech shechus. It's forbidden for a king to drink in the way of inebriation, of being intoxicated. Shlomo says the pasuk in Mishlei, al lamalachim shesol yoin. It's not for kings to get drunk with wine. Elihi oisik b'teira, rather he should be engaged in learning Torah, ubetzarchi Yisrael, and what the needs of the Jewish people, b'yim b'layla, at day and at nighttime. Shlomo says in the pasuk, v'hoisi imai, like we mentioned the pasuk with the Sefer Torah, should be with him, b'kodeh b'kol yimei chayim, should read from it all the days of his life. Halachavav, so to bechen lo yeshotav b'nashim, you shouldn't be submerged and immersed in women. Afilo hoisi lo yelachas, even though you only had one woman, one wife. It shouldn't always be frequented by her, kishar tipshin, like the other fools. Shnolik says in the pasuk, "Al titin la'nashim chelecha." Don't give to women your strength, which alasaris liba hikpita Torah. The Torah is particular about giving over your consciousness, giving over your desires is what the Torah is particular. Shnolik says in the pasuk, "In the bottom, liyosel levavay." They should not turn his heart away from Hashem. It's not so much the quantity, but it's more the quality. Shaliba who live kol kal Yisrael, because the heart of the king is the heart of the whole assembly of Jewish people. Lefikach dibka akasa b'teira yosem misharam dibka the Torah is connecting him to Torah more than the rest of the people. Shlomo, like it says in the pasuk, kol yimechayv all the days of his life, an extra special requirement to the king that his entire consciousness should be connected to Torah and not with the woman, even if it's just one. Halacha Zayin. Now, Rabbi Yehuda already explained in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Hey, Shamalchei Beis David, that the Davidic kings, Dananaisim, you could judge them, Umeidin Aleim, you could testify against them. Almachi Yisrael, which the Jewish kingdom was split, and then there were the 10 tribes who went with the what was called the Jewish kings. Gazer Chacham, the sages decreed Shalay Yadon that they shouldn't judge. Leidon Aisai, and they don't judge him. Leimed, they don't testify. Leimed Nalav, they don't testify in them. The reason for that is because Mishalibim Gasbem, those kings were arrogant. But Yavim and Adabat, they call it's going to cause a stumbling because they're going to get affronted or whatever. Hefstal Dasin is going to cause a loss to the religion, and therefore by them you don't judge them and you don't testify with them. Halacha Ches continues regarding heeding the call, paying heed to the king. So, Kol Amoyed B'Melech Yisrael, whoever rebels against the Jewish king, Yesh L'Melech Rishas L'Harga, the king has permission to execute him. Afilu Gazal Echad Mishah Am, even if the king just decreed on one of the people, Sheyelech L'Mok complaining, says, I want you to go to that place. Well, Halacha, the person doesn't go. Or he says, I don't want you to leave your house. House arrest. The Yatsin goes out, Chayiv Misa, he's liable for death. V'Matzu L'Harga Yarg, and if he wants to execute him, he could kill him. Shnemek says in the Pasuk in Yeshua, Call Ish Ashayam Espicha, any person that's going to rebel against your word is liable for death. Also, anyone who disgraces the king, or he curses him, he talks the disparagingly to him. The king has permission to kill him. Like was the story with David and Shimon ben Gera. The king only has permission to execute only by beheading by the sword. Now, he could lock him up, and to hit him with sticks, for his honor. But one option he doesn't have, like the Bezdin has, he cannot just make someone's money ownerless. And if he does make it ownerless, let's consider robbing from that person. Whoever nullifies the decree of the king, but it is because he was engaged in performing a mitzvah. Even a very light mitzvah, Harizapati is exempt from disobeying the king. Because Divrei Rav, Divrei Avid, when you have the words of the master and the words of the servant, which Hashem is the master and the king is the servant of Hashem, Divrei Rav Kodman, the words of the master come first. V'insoch, let me up to say, Gozer HaMelech Vatel Mitzvah, the king decreed to nullify Mitzvah, obviously Shein Shemelei, then we don't listen to him. Loch Yud, regarding the judgment of the government. So, Kol HaHarig Nefashis, whoever killed someone, Shaloi B'ri B'ruya, but not with a clear proof. In other words, the witnesses were, let's say, refuted with the bedikas, but not with the chakiris. One of many options that ultimately that wasn't a definitive proof to execute him. Or even though it was clear you killed him, but without a warning. So the Torah doesn't let you to kill him through the courts. Even let's say it was with one witness instead of two witnesses. When you have an enemy that killed by mistake, these are all exceptions. They're technical exceptions to the halachic execution. So in those situations, yesh la melech rishus laharga, the king has permission to kill him, because ultimately we know that he did it. Just technically loophole, he can't kill him. And the king could kill him, ulasakan oilam, and to rectify the world, kifima shashot tzricha, according to what the moment needs. B'hoyde gudam b'yemechad, he could even kill many on the same day. V'toyla, and he could hang them, amanichem tluyim yom ram, and he could leave them hanging many days. And the reason that this is lahatl emo, to induce fear, ulashabi yad rishay oilam, and to break the hands of the wicked ones of the world.